Nowhere does God promise to always give us everything we want. In hindsight, we know now that if God had given us some of the things we asked for, it would have been detrimental to us. So how do we go about finding God's direction in times of trouble, tribulation, or hardship? We turn to His Word. The Bible is filled with principles for living, and in it we find the answers to the questions that so often trouble our souls. God is always there in our darkest hours. Even when we think everything is going wrong, He is still at work in and around us. We simply need to learn to see His hand at work. There are four things we need to consider when we are wondering where God is in our situation. First, when our request is wrong, God is denying us. James 4:3 says, "You ask and don't receive because you ask with wrong motives." When your motive for asking is not right, God will not grant your requests. He has not deserted you. He's still there, but He is denying you your request for your own good. We cannot expect God to contradict His own wisdom and give us something that is not good for us simply because we demand it. Second, when our timing is wrong, God is delaying us. In Ecclesiastes 3:1, we read, "There is an occasion for everything and a time for every activity under heaven." Timing is crucial to almost everything in life. This is true in all areas of life. It does not matter how much physical ability or skill or knowledge a person has. He will not be very successful if he cannot achieve the proper timing. Third, when our course is wrong, God is redirecting us. When we get off course in life, God lovingly yet firmly directs us back on the proper path. But for all of us, it is a necessary process in order to keep us in line with His will. When things are going well, most of us pay little attention to the priorities of our lives. But when the bottom falls out, God can get our attention in a hurry. In times of trouble, we are usually quick to re-examine ourselves and seek His direction. Jonah was a prophet of God who got off the right course, and the Bible declares that God sent the storm deliberately because Jonah was running away from God's will. And fourth, when our life is wrong, God is disciplining us. We cannot sin and get away with it. God always holds us accountable for our actions. He is our Heavenly Father, and like any good father, He disciplines His children. The Bible reminds us in Hebrews 12:11, "No discipline seems enjoyable at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." That does not mean that He enjoys disciplining us, but He does so because He knows that is ultimately for our good. No matter what you're going through, God is in control of the process, and afterwards, it will be worth it all.